Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You are invited. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features. Something's wrong with my microphone, apparently. We'll give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
Not me.
Bad Mark.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, right back into your phone calls. And coming up, if we get a chance, Nemi, you're going to give us an update on POT and your lungs.
That's right.
But first, let's go to Brian, listening in Olympia, Washington. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling because everybody was talking about moving somewhere like Keene where you can run for office and maybe change the world there, which is a great idea. But I myself and my wife are going to move down to South America. We're going to hook the truck up to the trailer and drive down there because...
Can you drive to South America?
You can drive all the way to Panama, then you got to get shipped around the Darien Gap. It's like 100 miles of the jungle that eats every road that gets built.
Yep.
But even if it turns out that it's just like it is here, at least it'll be warm and tropical and I can, you know, maybe get a farm and grow coffee because that's what I want to do with my life.
Cool.
But I was just calling tonight to see if there's anybody else out there that might want to head down there to just check it out. I have an email address I'd like to share on the air so I can send some info that I've compiled. And you can do
it
your own research.
It may get you weird emails, but you're welcome to try it.
Well, I made it just for this.
Okay.
It's it's roadtoliberty@hotmail.com.
Is that road the number two or road T-O Liberty?
It's roadtoliberty@hotmail.com, all spelled out one word.
So you're wanting people who are interested in a potential move to South America to get in touch with you at roadtoliberty@gmail.com and try to put some sort of an exploratory kind of thing together?
Well, we're going down there regardless, but I figured if other people wanted to go, we might save money if there was a bunch of us at like RV parks.
Yeah,
or if you're adventurous and you want to go all the way around the Darien Gap, it can be expensive to have your vessel transported because it's awkward. So if you got a bunch of people wanting to do that, you get a better deal. Save some money. I'm being selfish. What can I say? Come help me save some money.
Hey,
maybe
sure,
get some fresh coffee.
It sounds like more fun.
Do you have a particular
people?
Country picked out or just South America in general? It's a big continent, you know.
It is a big continent, and there's awesome things like flying snakes in Bolivia. But,
wow.
Ecuador, don't go there. Ecuador, unless you like that thing. Ecuador has got a very nice constitution. Apparently they just had a nice little revolution a while ago. From best I can tell from reading everything, apparently their last government was Texaco, and they were unhappy with that. So in true South American Latin style, they took to the streets and screamed and yelled, and apparently they got something done. So that looks cool.
Interesting. Well, hey, you know, let us know how it goes. I mean, whether you end up going with others or it's just you and your family, give us a call from the road if you can, and let us know what your trip is like, what your experience is, and I think that would be interesting.
Well, I listened enough. I'll definitely call and tell you all about it.
Great. Anything else you want to share tonight, Brian?
No, it's great. Go Ron Paul.
Thanks
Go Ron
for the call.
Paul.
Appreciate it.
It seemed like it would take years in place to really know whether or not you feel like you've made the right decision. You know, I mean, that's a... Not to say that it's not interesting.
You might know right away if it was the wrong decision.
You could.
Let's go, if you ended up in a South American jail, for instance.
That would probably be something that would quickly change your mind about the proposed liberty that you might receive there.
Let's continue with Chad calling from Ithaca, New York. Chad, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, well, I mean, we're not trying to silence you or anything, Chad, so go ahead with your thoughts. This is the guy who called last night, by the way.
I didn't call to be hostile, and I didn't call to be hostile yesterday. However, I do have to call to defend myself a little bit. I think you put a lot of words in my mouth. We're pigeonholing me as something I'm not. I don't really think that's fair to do. I don't think it's really fair to say that I'm, you know, want to keep my head down or like I'm too much of a coward to do that. That wasn't my criticism at all.
I didn't call you a coward, Chad.
I think it's really unfair for you to say that.
I did not call you a coward, Chad.
No, you implied. I apologize. You directly implied by saying specifically something about, like, chess type who... wants to keep his head down and wants everyone to keep their head down, and that's not fair at all.
Nope, that's not what I said. Not what I said. In fact, I went back and I listened to the call last night just to make sure
I meant today. I meant today on the show.
Did I say you wanted to keep your head down?
Yeah.
I think I said that you wanted to stay in New York and that you didn't want to join the Liberty Movement here in New
Hampshire. You wanted to do nothing, I believe, is what you said on a couple of occasions.
You specifically said that I like people to keep their head down and like I was too much. I didn't want to like ruffle any feathers with sort of your attitude towards it. And that's not fair at all to pigeonhole people like that. Like, you're not giving any credence to what I'm saying. And then the irony that your next criticism is that I only like things done my way, that is fascinating to me.
He's poning you, dude.
Really
what are you talking about?
Okay, Chad, how about this? What is it that you want to do for Liberty?
What I want to do for Liberty is, look, I think we need to spread the message in a way that appeals to the general populace. I think we need to pick our battles better, not just go out to do something that antagonizes people to get arrested. If we're going to get arrested, it should be the rock that chose to die on. We need to be appealing. We need to create a base where people feel like we're being victimized and be arrested. They're not glad we're gone. That's what I'm saying. That's my criticism.
You know, I hear this, and this is something I have said all along regarding some of the outside the system activism here in New Hampshire. And I told the activists, look, I think you should stick with filming with the courts. That's a good hill to die on because it's something that everybody can get behind. And somehow or another, it's not. Nobody cares that activists are being thrown in jail for filming in courtrooms, in court lobbies, parking lots, on sidewalks next to courts. They don't care. And I thought that sure enough, Americans would care about that kind of thing, and they don't.
Well, you know, what I'm hearing from you there, Chad, is what you're saying is that you use the term we a lot, like we need to pick our battles, this and that. And it sounds to me like you think you know what's best as far as activism is concerned, and you'd like everyone to emulate what you think is best.
No, well, you know, I think that everyone thinks, you know, everyone has in their mind what they think is best, and they'd like people to follow it. The difference between you and me is that I'm not simply saying that everyone who doesn't follow my way is some sort of coward or not pigeonholing their views as lame, which is the word you used when you described me in the podcast. It's unfair to do that kind of stuff. It's kind of a bullyish attitude to do that to someone just for calling very nicely to criticize.
You're the one who's calling in trying to tell everybody how to do their activism, Chad. I've never once told you what to do. I've never once told you that I don't think your activism is valuable, whatever it is. I don't know what it is, and to me it doesn't really matter what it is because you don't live here.
I don't understand. Like, you specifically said earlier that you assume that I did nothing. That was exactly what you said earlier. Mark had to correct you 3 or 4 times and say, you don't know that Chad does nothing. It's not fair. Like, that's not fair to you.
You're right. That would not be fair. If I said you did nothing, I apologize, Chad.
You did.
I don't know what you did. I don't know what you do.
What's that?
So that leads us to the question.
I was a libertarian group on campus. I wrote an award-winning libertarian column. I participated in television debates. I spoke to college classes. I participated in Occupy Wall Street. I've been arrested during the Bush anti-war protest. I've been everywhere, and I've done a lot for liberty, and it's not fair. You pigeonhole me as some sort of coward just because I don't appreciate your activism up there.
Well, what you told me yesterday was that you don't want to move to New Hampshire because of me, basically, and people like me. And that was, you know, that was kind of sad. And that was really what I think we focused on yesterday. And if I said you did nothing today, I will apologize for that, Chad.
Well, thank you, because you did. And, like, it isn't necessarily, like, you guys will factor in it for sure up there. Like, but I just called to criticize, you know, to say that I'm sure there are other liberty-minded folks who feel like I do about the way the activists up there are doing things. And if we're not part of your particular club or we're not doing things your way, it's sort of your way or the highway. But somehow you want to spin this and say that I'm, you know, only my kind of activism is the type that I approve of. And that's not true. I'm simply, my criticism is the exact opposite. But I'm concerned that your type of activism is all you approve of, and everything else you criticize is lame. And
but we told you that wasn't the case. Last night, Derek Jay made it very clear, as did I, that there's a variety of activism that goes on up here. I get involved in as much of it as I possibly can. Mark, you would agree with that, right?
I certainly do, but I do think that he's got a strong point when he says that you try to silence people. You don't try to silence them. You essentially shout them down and name call.
What are you talking about? Chad was on for an entire segment last night.
I didn't say that he's silenced. I said you name call and you shout him down.
I didn't call him any names last night at all, so I don't know what you're talking about. Chad, we can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Didn't call him a name last night at all. So you're on, Mark. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1640.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1681.88, 840.94 for a half ounce, or 420.47 for a quarter ounce. That's 1681.88, 840.94, and 420.47.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries. Freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring in what you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Features like the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever had to deal with the police in a court situation, or you've been done wrong by somebody and you feel you need to take them to court, it's likely you felt run over by the system. Either you paid a bunch of money to a lawyer or you couldn't get any kind of justice out of the system because you don't know the rules. If you don't know the rules, you're fighting in the dark. Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys and for people who do have attorneys and need to watch what their attorneys are doing. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules, how to file motions, get evidence, do all the things that you need to do. And it's a four CD course. The average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. You can get a four CD course. You can take it with you in the car, you know, wherever you want to learn it. It's a great course, and I've experienced it myself and recommend it. It's for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It works everywhere. There's all kinds of free legal advice there at jurisdictionary.com, the weekly tips and tactics newsletter, the free legal dictionary. There's free videos, and, of course, you can buy the course at jurisdictionary.com. Remember when you check out to use the pull-down menu to mention Free Talk Live so they know where you came from. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with our critic who is on hold, Chad, who had called last night, and Nemi, you didn't get to hear his call last night, but essentially, you know, the gist of it was that he's disappointed with some of the activists and their tactics in New Hampshire, and so therefore he doesn't want to come to be an activist in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He was interested at one time, but basically he's been turned off to it. And now he's back on the line here tonight suggesting last night he said that I silence opposition and that I shout them down and call them names. And I don't feel like that's true at all. Certainly, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I get emotional sometimes. You know, we're humans. Sometimes we do that stuff. But one of the nice things about having a show that's not a monologue is the co-hosts on the program, in this case, you and Mark here, can check me and I can check you. And, you know, sometimes I check Mark when he gets out of control, and Mark will check me when I'm doing something that I shouldn't be doing.
I think it's a system that works.
I think so, too. And so I think if I were doing what Chad says I'm doing on an even a somewhat regular basis, I'd be called on the carpet more often for it, but if not by you, Mark, well, but by more callers or other people in the studio.
I think that Chad, what Chad did was threaten the very base of your existence. Chad said, I am a Free State Project signer, and I'm not going to move, and the reason I'm not going to move, to some extent, is you. Now, for you, this is an extraordinarily important thing because you want people, you are a zealot for the Free State Project. You want people to, and as am I. I mean, I think it's a great organization. You want people to move, and you would hate to think that something you've done has caused that to happen. So rather than pounding this out, Chad, I'm going to ask you, what are some things that Ian could do, or the act, I mean, specifically we're talking Ian, Nemi, and Mark here. What are some of the things that Ian can do in order to make his activism better in your eyes?
First off, thanks for having me back, guys, by the way. But first off, stop the collective attitude. I think that there's some sort of problem. I know that we all covered, and Mark made a good point, about why you all use the voluntary Freeman name, and I understand that point to some extent. But I feel like the collective attitude that surrounds that is a little bit disturbing, and it turns the general populace off. Like, I mean, like, I can only speak for myself, and, like, and I guess it's unfair for me to say it turns the general populace off, but there is something, like, extra collective about doing that, and then because of that collective nature, I think that a lot of times when you speak, you sound dogmatic, and that turns people off right away, especially liberty-minded people who tend to be very individualist, you know?
Code words always turn people off. They sound culty, and they feel, you know, whatever those code words might be, the terminology, and we use it here on Free Talk Live. We'll often call the government an organization that claims monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass or whatever, you know, claims for itself the right to use violence against people. We'll use those kind of clicky terms, and they do turn people off in general. I mean, I've experienced this in my life when people will use kind of clicky terms, I'm like, you know, I've heard this just a little too much out of you, and I'm done trying to play your fun little dictionary game.
That's it. Yeah, like, that's exactly how it makes me feel. And I feel like every conversation starts grading into a discussion of, are you a voluntarist, or are you an anarchist, or are you a minarchist? And, like, none of the actual issues get discussed, or activism doesn't get discussed. At least, this is just my personal experience. Like, I will not speak in generalities, but my personal experience has been that every conversation seems to degrade into a discussion about rather I'm a violent person if I support any governments at all. And even when I try and say, like, you know, I'm not going to get into that, like, I don't even want to discuss how much government I support, I don't think it's relevant to, you know, to the issue, it seems like everything is now put in that context. Like, everyone wants to find out, hey, are you a voluntarist Freeman? Like, are you on our side? And I think that scares people like me away.
I haven't gotten that sense at all, Chad, and I've been around here. I've lived in Keene for almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
I think if that what I could say to you, if you are interested in moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, from what you rattled off in your list earlier of the activism that you've done already, I think it sounds to me that you are more of an inside the system versus a civil disobedience kind of activist, and there's room.
I don't know. One or the other. Like, that's what I mean. Why
it doesn't have to be. It
he
doesn't.
Said he got arrested. I mean, that's
yeah. Sounds like he's got all his.
It doesn't.
Badge of honor.
It sounds like he fit right in up here, which is why I'm even more confused now. I mean,
yeah,
I thought last night, based on what you were saying, Chad, I thought you were like a total respect the system, inside the system kind of person, because usually this is the message I hear from the most, like, you've got to respect the system kind of activists, because they don't like that I don't respect the system. And that's what I was hearing from you. Now I find out that you've actually gotten yourself arrested as a part of your activism. It makes me even more bewildered as to why you wouldn't want to be around a group of activists that essentially shares the same level of activist values.
It shouldn't bewilder you that much, because you shouldn't be putting people in such generalities where you assume that just because I'm criticizing what was going on, that means that I'm an in-the-system guy, or I oppose that. You put me in a group in opposition to yourself. It sounds a little bit like a religion when you do that, and it scares people away.
I'm asking to clarify, Chad, because I didn't hear your call last night, so I'm not trying to pigeonhole you, and I apologize for my mistake, because clearly I was incorrect. My ultimate point, however, though, is if you disagree with the, let's call them tactics, for lack of another term, of the folks in Keene, there are plenty of other areas and lots of people in New Hampshire that would probably be more to your liking.
Tried to explain this to him last night. It didn't faze him.
Well, I think he's been to the Free State Project a couple of times, and it sounds like he's entered into some conversations with some people that would rather debate than do activism. And there's plenty of people around that do that, that would rather talk to you about your religion or how deep and wide your liberty philosophy is than actually do real activism. They're actually the sort of bad leaders. And they're in every group. You know, people that undermine, the things. And I don't think you, Ian, fit into this category. However, I do think that some of the there's not much room for you don't leave much room for people that disagree with you. I think that it's a different complaint, but what I hear from Chad is his experiences along the way. And if that's so, I don't think that by living here you would experience that very often.
Okay, well, I want to come back to the question. If Chad, you want to stick around, you're welcome too, because you'd asked him what he would suggest that I do differently. And so far, change your name has been always come up with. So we'll give him more of a chance to explain himself here. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
She is so into whatever she's doing.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find my page because we were going to talk about marijuana and lungs.
Yes,
and
if we get a chance. But we, of course, we'll talk to you first about whatever you want at 855-453.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated, and now you can buy them with credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, but they can also be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and gifts. You can be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. Again, it's memorydealers.com. I just made some purchased some bitcoins. I think that they appear to be moving upward, and I thought it was time to get in. I'm a little bullish on bitcoins right now.
All right, so we're going to continue here with our conversation with Chad. I know, Nemi, you had a question or something else you wanted to point out.
Let's get him back on the line.
We'll bring Chad back on here, yeah. But just to bring our listeners up to speed, he called last night and basically said he was interested in the Free State Project, which, of course, we talk about a lot on Free Talk Live because Mark and I, that's the reason we moved to New Hampshire, is to join other like-minded, liberty-oriented people to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. He said he was interested until he heard Free Talk Live and was turned off by my approach to activism. He does not like some of the things that I and other activists who are like me are doing, and so therefore that was reason enough, he says, to not join the Free State Project or to leave. I think he said he had joined and then he has rescinded his membership or something like that.
I don't think so. I think he's just not interested.
Correct me. He's not going to move because of certain types of activism, which led me to think that maybe he was of the kind of respect the system mindset because he seemed to be critiquing, you know, some of the I guess you could say more disrespectful things that we were doing. And, Mark, you've asked him for some specific suggestions as to what to do to, I guess, make the movement more appealing. What was your question exactly?
Basically that. What can Ian specifically do in order to make it?
It's not just me, right? It's me and others who are.
Sure, but you can't control their actions.
Right, right. But they might be listening, so maybe they'll be concerned for what Chad is saying. So, Chad, you said change your name because you don't like the whole Ian Freeman thing. You don't like people calling themselves Freeman. It sounds culty and strange to you. Go ahead.
I think that's an oversimplification. I just want to clarify, and I will answer your question, that I've been listening to Free Talk Live for years. I'm 25 now. I probably started listening to it when I was in high school or my last year of high school. But I've been with you guys for a long time. I just never called in before. So I have seen you evolve, and it isn't like Free Talk Live turned me off, because I've been a big fan. I used to be an amplifier, you know. So I'm a big fan of you guys. I don't want to make it sound like I hate your show, and I just like one of these people listen to it anyway. But to answer your question, it isn't necessarily the whole change your name thing. It's to stop speaking with and acting with a collective identity. I think that turns a lot of people off. So the whole Freeman voluntarist name thing is just an example. But I think speaking in terms of collective identity, I understand that when people feel weak, they collectivize and they tend to form groups. But when that happens, you have to watch sounding dogmatic. And I think you sound dogmatic quite often. And I think that scares people away. You said last night specifically that you didn't care what the locals thought about your activism.
I did not say that. Derek J said that.
Correct. Well, you agreed with it. I actually just...
No, I don't think I exactly agreed with it. I think it is important what some people think. However, in certain circumstances, there's a certain weighing factor that goes into play. Like, so for instance, when we did the singing at the Santorum event, clearly that was going to upset some locals who were there trying to listen to what this hate monger was saying. But on the other hand, it made for some AP news and got huge publicity. So there's a certain balancing act there, and I'm willing to trade off some people feeling upset for a large amount of publicity.
Correct. And, I understand you said your goal was you wanted to appeal to activists more than the company of New Hampshire, yes?
I definitely want to get more people here, because I think that when activists touch the lives of other humans in this community, they have to change their mindset. They inevitably can't believe the lies that they've been told about the activism, because there's a lot of misinformation that gets swung around here, thanks to the local newspaper, for instance, just not telling it straight, and rumors flying about. But when you actually end up working with another, when you work with a Free State or a Liberty activist, when you encounter one on the streets, when you talk to one of them in some other circumstance, then that just blows away all of the misinformation out there. And this is one of the things Mark doesn't understand, because he doesn't actually live around here, and he doesn't really connect with these people.
I think I can really relate to some of the things that Chad's saying, and I can speak for myself in that I have lived here for a long time. I've been watching and waiting the Free Keene folks here specifically, but the Free State Project as a whole, to kind of see how it's going to go. Is it going to be a flop? Is it going to be a success? And I think the most conversations that I've had, the most common conversation I've had in the last month or so with folks who are especially, we call them townies here, so townies and locals, is actually trying to get folks to paint with a finer brush instead of painting with a broad brush. And I think we've talked about collectivism in this call. I think that's great. And Ian and I earlier in the show, during one of the breaks, we were talking about the different types of activism that we have here. And there are several things that I personally won't go do. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stand in Ian's way. If he wants to do school outreach and that's not my thing, that's great. If I want to go do gun rights and that's not Ian's thing, that's fine too. But there's a group of people here who meet weekly to kind of exchange ideas and say, this is what I'm up to this week, and we work together. Whether or not we necessarily agree or endorse other people's ways of activism. So that's okay. Not something that... That's not something you see there.
Right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you. It's hard to hear.
Yeah, it's hard.
That makes total sense to me. But it's... I guess the issue with... I want to go back to Ian's point about you'll have individuals in your community who, you'll work with and, go to church with or go to school with, and, that'll spread activism to get more activists there. Or that'll spread liberty to get more activists there. And that's true to an extent, but I think you have to still have some sort of sense of PR when you do things. If your activism is literally designed just to get activists there, but it kicks the locals off, then it's not good activism. So like, it's not good. You still have.
But it depends on how many you're talking about, Chad.
I think it depends on your definition of good as well.
And it depends on which locals we're talking about are going to get angry. Look, anything that is done is likely going to upset someone. The question is, how many people did it upset? What portion of people did it upset? And how important are those people that were upset by it? I mean, for instance, a lot of stuff, whether it's political or apolitical or whatever, is going to upset people inside the system, because anything that threatens the status quo is going to piss those people off. They do not want their positions to be threatened. They don't want their power to be threatened. And as soon as you start having political success, they'll zero in and target you, like they did Julia, who is a co-host on this show, when she ran for political office. This was before any, like, this was before a lot of the civil disobedience that happened. They went on all-out attack against her. They threatened her with felony charges. They came out against her simply because she was offering her paychecks up to the people that voted for her. She was willing to give her paychecks back to the community, basically. And they threatened her with felony gambling charges because of that. I mean, they will do whatever it takes to protect their monopoly, basically. So you're always going to upset somebody. And if that's your indicator of whether or not you do something, then you'll talk yourself into doing nothing, because eventually you're going to upset someone if you are successful. As Lionel says, you only take flack when you're over the target.
I think Ian makes great points, and I would further this, that I again, I'll speak for myself. In terms of the court video, Chad, I think, and Mark, I would have agreed with you maybe 3 months ago that Freakin and the activists here had not done anything to necessarily promote liberty.
I don't promote, but forward it.
Or forward it. Yeah. And I think, actually, I have to disagree with that, because initially I thought, oh, gosh, it's those Free Staters, oh, my God, that down causing problems at the court. Can't they just go home? Can't they get a job? Yeah. That's what we usually get.
So what freedom do I have now that I didn't have 3 months ago?
It's becoming an issue that now folks who are here are realizing that it's not just, the problem is not just the Free State folks, that there is a bona fide issue at the courthouse.
Right, a guy set himself on fire to help bring attention
That's
to that
right.
Issue.
That's right.
Hey, Chad, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Hopefully you don't feel silenced tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. I think that was a little hyperbolic on his part last night. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain. But maybe enough time for your call at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can support the show over at freetalklive.com. There's the promote page. There's also the shopping page. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and when you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Free Talk Live gets a portion of whatever it is you're buying. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Also, the AMP program allows you to get behind the show with $3 a month, and you can support Free Talk Live to get the ideas of freedom into more people's ears around the world. Even if you think it's weird that I changed my last name to Freeman, you might still want to acknowledge the fact that Free Talk Live is probably the most successful liberty-oriented radio program out there, and maybe you'd want to help us get the ideas of freedom into more ears. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to do that for $3 a month. There with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on the site. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, forum, podcast, and more. That's AMP. freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue with your calls here, but real quick, wanted to address the issue of collectivism and the last name thing. My reason for changing my last name, as I cited, I think, last night, was not some collective, like I wanted to join a collective or something like that. I don't think anyone is doing it for that reason. And I don't know what their personal reasons are. I can't speak for them. But like, for instance, Ademo from Cop Block changed his last name to Freeman. Derek J., who's on our Tuesday nights, is now known as Derek J. Freeman. And so it's certainly not uncommon that that activists will do that. But for me, my reasoning was, I had come to a point in my life where, you know, liberty has always been very important to me, and I just decided that I really wanted to wear it on my sleeve, so to speak, and so I wanted to change my last name for the purpose of, you know, it representing who I am today. Mm-hmm. And I was born and given a certain name, and then I chose a name, which is a very individual act. It's not a collective act in any way, shape, or form. But I can understand why people would look at that and say, huh, that's weird. Look at all those people with the same last name.
But a lot of people do have the same last name, and I think to some extent it's about anonymity. It's kind of like we are anonymous. Anonymous is powerful to some extent because there are a lot of people who are, you know, somewhat faceless, and that, you know, that the Freeman name seems to fit into that to some extent. The voluntarist came about because Facebook banned the use of little symbols in people's names.
So, like, for instance, Ademo was Ademo V. Freeman because he was using a circle V.
But then Facebook stopped people from being able to use the circle Vs and the circle As and all that other stuff in their names. So people would start spelling out voluntarist as like their middle names so that when they friended other people who had ideas on Facebook, they would be able to create a bigger network faster without, you know, sending messages and things like
that. Actually knowing who they're talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't see any collectivism going on here and any accusations that there is collectivism happening here. I mean, it rings hollow to me.
I think the critique about dogma isn't helpful because if we're dogmatic, we don't know how we're dogmatic.
And also to suggest this is cult-like in some way would suggest that, you know, usually cults have a leader of some sort.
Well, at least
sort of
there's a central idea.
Well, okay. But cults, I mean, have very specific factors to them. And one of them is, you know, there's usually a leader to that cult. Like we talked about the cult of personality of Ayn Rand earlier, which is a creepy kind of culty thing. I don't see that here at all. Like, I have a radio show, but I'm just a regular guy, right? Like, this isn't the Ian Freeman show. It's not the Ian and Mark show.
And you do try not to be the leader.
I do try to be as background as I can while at the same time acknowledging that I am foreground and there's certain things that I have to do as a result of that. But anyway, let's continue with you and your thoughts here. And I'm not going to change my last name again. I like Freeman.
I don't know. Ian Liberty kind of has a ring to it.
Yeah. No, I originally considered it was a toss-up between Freeman and Lawless, and I thought Freeman was more positive sounding. But then I would have been accused of like joining Chris Lawless's cult if I joined.
It's a great last name.
But it was a great. I still think it's a good choice for some people, but just seemed to be on the negative side. Anyway, Chris is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey guys.
Hey, Chris.
I wanted to stick up for Ian, and I actually do think changing your name to Freeman was a little weird the first time I heard it, because I still think of you as Ian Bernard, but, you know, whatever.
Before you go on, it's interesting. My real last name is an Edge, and nobody ever gives me any crap about it.
Well, you didn't change it on the air, I guess. Well, you did change
it
from Manwich.
My name used to be Manwich on the air, and it's been years, but that was the case.
Yes, indeed. Mark,
that's right, baby.
Sandwich. And I tried to find out what your last name was. I wasn't able to sort that out, but whatever.
Well,
you can change your last name, whatever. So I've been listening to your show since about 2007, and then I used to find Ian super annoying back around that time, and I really liked Mark because I found that Ian was very dogmatic in the way he would deal with people who disagreed with him, and really just he wasn't, I don't know, his style of conversation was a little off-putting. I'm more of an in-the-system kind of guy, so I did find that off-putting. I stopped listening for about a year for various reasons, and then I started again, and I found that Ian is completely different. He's much more conversational, much more open. I mean, Ian still clearly has ideas that he really believes in and will argue with you about them, but I don't know. I feel like you're much more open now, Ian, and I really do appreciate that about how you've evolved over the period that I stopped listening.
I agree with that. And if Chad thinks Ian's annoying now, what the heck did he think previously? I think both of us have gone through a certain the show itself has gone through a certain change that
it definitely has.
Thank goodness. I mean, it shows that we are able to change and that we're not this
same
monolithic icon that never changes, kind of conservative.
Maybe Ian Freeman is a funny name, but Ian Bernard was way more annoying as a person.
there you go.
I see.
I like the word refined for Ian because Ian and I met a couple years ago at a Social Sunday event, and he is very intense, and he's still very intense, but he's refined is the word I've settled on. And working with Mark and Ian here in the studio is fantastic. It's very fun. But I can definitely relate to some of the remarks that you guys are making and that it's a kinder, gentler Ian.
That's how I feel, you know. I mean, I've moved away from anger and...
you have to be prepared to move more, brother.
And more.
Thanks, Mark.
I think that where you're at now, Ian, actually does a service to people who aren't, you know, on the street activists getting arrested, guys like me. You know, I live in the People's Republic of New Jersey, where... I know. It's not... Your approach wouldn't be the best here. However, I listen to your show, and it sort of inspires me, and it gives me ideas about how I can do my best where I am. And I think, I don't know, I like where you guys have gone to over the years.
Right. Excellent. Well, thanks for the thoughts, and we've actually had some folks move up here from New Jersey recently. There's one of them sitting in the studio with us right now, as a matter of fact. And so thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, we're all growing. We're all changing over time, and hopefully we're moving in the right direction. And, you know, you have to remember, whenever you're doing stuff, when you're getting out there, putting yourself out there, and being visible with your activism, you're never going to make everybody happy. And if I can't make, you know, the gentleman earlier who was on the line with us, Happy Chad, you know, if I can't make him happy, then okay, that's all right. I'm willing to accept that because I know that there are other people who do appreciate what I do. I know for a fact because they've told me. And so I know that there are other people out there who haven't told me, but they also appreciate it. And I know that there are a lot of people that appreciate Derek Jay and his form of activism. And at the same time, I know there are people that critique myself, my activism, and Derek's activism. And that's entirely valid, too. You should do whatever strikes your fancy and whatever you feel is the right activism. But the thing that I really disagree with the most about Chad's point was that he would allow others' activism to dissuade him from getting involved here in New Hampshire, which to me is the best place for anyone who loves liberty, especially anyone who's as active as Chad claims to be, to
certainly be more supported here.
There are people here who vehemently disagree with the approaches that some activists take, but that's okay. They can focus on their own activism and do their own thing and perfect their own path.
Agree to disagree. You know,
yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's how I feel about
that's
it.
It's a big state.
No doubt, but it's not that big. But big enough to where you don't have to be around people you don't want to be around. Let's continue with Veronica, listening in Indy to WXNT. Veronica, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello, guys. I love
hey.
You guys.
Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
If my memory serves me correctly, and I've studied this philosophy years ago, I believe it's Plato's Republic. And every time I hear people talk, and I agree with just about everything you guys say. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Plato said instead of a president, one guy running the country, there should be a triumvirate, three people. And when people reach about the age of seven, they're given a battery of tests to figure out what they're best at. Bad grammar there. And then they're given a liberal arts education, but they are kind of channeled into ultimately what they do best. So ultimately, people are doing, they're trained to do, and they ultimately make money doing what they love, and they love what they're doing. And it would kind of be utopia on Earth if that's possible.
Veronica, I don't know where you're going with this, and we don't have time to dig in to find out, but make a note, call us back tomorrow night, call earlier in the show, and we'll get you on, we'll dig in to what it is you have to say, because I'm a little confused at the moment. I really want to know more about what you have to say, but unfortunately, we are nailed to the clock. So I wish you a good evening, and if you didn't get on tonight, call back tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Thanks. FreeTalkLive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.